إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله in the continuation of the series of the Muslim family, and there are basic fundamental knowledge that the member of the family and the head of the household, the parents, even the adult children, they are responsible for incorporating this knowledge in. One of those basic fundamentals is to know your enemy. Truly know who is your enemy. We, unfortunately, we have a major wrong misunderstanding about who is the enemy. Usually the enemy to you and to me is the one in a conflict with my interest or threat, pose a threat to my idea about myself. Somebody I see, I think that I'm the smartest kid in the block, I'm the best one, I am. And I feel somebody got more credential and better credential, usually we resent those people. And we consider them enemy. Or there is a conflict of interest. But truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined to us, who is your enemy? Truly your enemy is whomever, whatever, take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want to have mercy on you. I want you to have the best result that you can get for what you do in this life. I am not having no prerogative. I'm giving you all the same starting point. I'm giving you all the same opportunity. And only, the only criteria that it will be used, nothing can stop you. So you want to have Allah mercy. Allah want to give you His mercy. But, وَلِعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, we understand the majority of the people, they are not going to have it, and they are not going to, you know, have the consequence, the right consequence to this life. Why? Because of the act of disobedience. And last time I was there, I started to touch very briefly on that issue. And I'm going to touch it some, what I said before, and inshallah try to digress a little bit more. So the only element that taking you away is the act of disobedience. No color, no race, no sex, no background, no historical, no geographical location, nothing. Your act of disobedience. And what is the act of disobedience? The act of disobedience, it is anything that you say or do in contradiction and against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to say or to do. That is the act of disobedience. And there are, in that universe, there are only two kind of creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the choice and give them the right. And they say, what you're going to make out of this choice and right is what you're going to get. Anything else, they are in a state, complete state of submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not disobey. These are the jinn and the human being. These are the two. Who is the jinn? The jinn, it comes from the word jinn. And jinn, it means something that we know that exists, but by our five senses we cannot identify. We cannot see, we cannot hear, we cannot touch, we cannot taste. So, but we know it exists. And there, from there it comes the word Jannah. Jannah, because the Jannah is usually, it is all fenced. So you cannot see what's inside, but you know it is there. And from there also in our life, it comes by the Arabic, the word Jinina. Jinina is smalling or reducing the word Jannah. So That gives the impression or give you. So anything you don't know, it is, you know it exists, but you cannot identify by your five senses. It is under the word, the category jinn. And the second is the annas. The second category, which is you and I, annas. And why we've been called annas? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us so many names. He said, Ya Bani Adam, the son of Adam. And he gave us so many classifications, the believers, al-abrar, the disobedient, the people commit blasphemy, the people commit association, whatever. But in common, he said, for this species, they have the word annas. What does the word annas mean? Annas, in the Arabic language, it means the one who forget. The one who forgot. The one who forgot who is he, who is his creation, why he is created, what is his responsibility, what he is supposed to do with the gift of life. He forgot all of that. Look at what we, even our own behavior today, before we come in here, what is it we did today for the hereafter? We all know we're going to die. What did you do today to prepare yourself for dying? Is that forgetting or not forgetting? Definitely forgetting. So the one who forget. The shaitan, walayazu billah, which is al-jinn, they are two categories. Like al-nas, two categories. They have the good ones, and they have so many different levels, and they have the bad ones. And in the bad ones, they are three major categories. The bad ones, the human being and the jinn, they have three. The bad ones have three. The first one, it called a shaitan. A shaitan, it means the rebellion. The one who rebellion. Rebellion against the boundary, or rebellion against the law, or rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order. Went outside the boundary. And in the Arabic language, they say about the food, when it overflowed the pan, it says, al-akli shat. That means, came out of the boundary. The second name is al-taghut. Al-taghut is the one who gave himself or herself the right to violate somebody else's right and ask other to unconditionally obey him. I violate your right, and because I'm better than you, and you, I ask you to obey. That's a taghut, walayazu billah. That's another four. The third, iblis. And iblis, it means the one that is no goodness can come out of him. Nothing good can come out of that being. And, walayazu billah, all the time he's in a state of justification to his own mistakes. State of justification to the mistake. When we come to the motivation, we will find out that the shaitan, the jinn, the bad ones, their motive to disobey, to be in a state of disobedience, is different from the human being motivation to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the shaitan, for the jinn, there are only two motivations. The first one is arrogant, superiority. I am better than him. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِآدَمْ. Why you did not submit? Why did you not obey? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I am better than him. So that's supposed to be a red flag to you and to me. When you think, even you don't say it, you don't even act upon it, but it is in your soul, you think that you are better than somebody else. Now you know who said it and how far are you from that being. You never say, never, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I am better than him. Who knows whom is better? The only one who knows who is better is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe somebody you think that he is so modest and he doesn't even worth it to spend the 5 minutes with. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is honored and favored. You never know. So, and there is one more thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created us, He made every single one of us a special blueprint. You will never have a tooth alike. Maybe it'll look like, but they never like. How are you going to compare? How you can say, I am better than this or this better than me? No, you don't. You should not allow yourself to compare with others, or even you allow others to compare you with others. You are unique. Individual unique. One single blueprint will never be again. You act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. You cherish what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Be proud and like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. It's different, yes. But the most important thing is, it is yours. And this is your testing material. So the first, which is, I said, أنا خير من, I am the better than him. And what is the second? The second, the desire for revenge. When you see, Shaitan said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صَرَاتَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. By that type of the temptation that I got, the slave that I got, I'm going to seek revenge. I will sit on the straight path for them. That's your enemy right there. He is already seeking revenge on you. And you are not aware of him. How that shaitan work in your life. Now remember, we have two kinds. We have the human being and we have the jinn. Today, inshallah, I'll talk about the jinn. Maybe in another khutbah, I will talk about the human being. Because they act completely different and their motivation, they are different. Being stingy, the jinn is not. The jinn is not stingy. But the human being is. You see, motivation different. And the act itself will be different. The first thing that the shaitan will try to do is to make you commit blasphemy, kufr. That's the first thing at the top of the list. قال له الشيطان كفر. Commit blasphemy. And what is blasphemy? What is the kufr? A kufr, it means that you've been informed by the truth and you comprehend it and understand it and deliberately deny it. I can deny something that I don't understand or I misunderstand. That's not a kufr. Because I didn't understand. But when you've been informed and you've been denying and understand and you deny, and how many ways we commit a kufr? وَلَعَزُ بِاللَّهِ. There are so many categories, but that's not the khutbah. But the most important thing you need to know, some people, they commit the kufr by their tongue. You come and talk to them and say, listen, I know what you're talking about, don't bother me. You got your way, I got mine. That's one category. Fine, thank you very much. At least you are clear. You are not playing games. Right? Another way of kufr. I can keep shaking my head and agreeing with what you say. Because remember, it is all built on what? Informing and understanding. I understand what you're talking about. But I did not resent. I did not reject by my tongue. But by my deed. My behavior. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبَعْهُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. So sometimes you are committing a kufr by your behavior, by the way you behave. And remember, the act of disobedience is what? Is act or say in contradiction with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to say or to do. So the behavior here, it can be. The second thing that the shaitan will all the time help you to do and encourage you to do is to justify your mistakes. And let me give you a tip right on this time. This is for all of us, including me. The biggest mistake that you can do in your life when you think that you don't do mistakes. That means you are already deadlocked. You will never change. If I admit I am wrong, there is a potential that I will change. But if I am not, if I'm Mr. Right, how am Mr. Right going to change to Mr. Right? How I correct anything and it is not wrong? So, as long as I'm justifying my behavior, the shaitan will help you to do that, will encourage you to do that. Actually, he will sit down with you and try to find with you excuses to do that. And the minute you justify your mistakes, like I said, you're not going to corrected, that is a disaster right there. But the biggest of all disaster is you're going to find yourself doing it again and again and again. And next time and third time and the fourth time, you are not going to even stop to find out what you are doing is right or wrong. And it's going to be a habit. And before you know it, right will turn out to be wrong and wrong will turn out to be right. The third thing that the shaitan influences in your life, al-ghafla an zikrillah. Al-ghafla an zikrillah. What it takes, what kind of education it need, what kind of a background it need to say subhanallah, or to say alhamdulillah, or when you react or you get a ni'mah, or you say, you just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit down and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Why Allah gave you the life? To be in a state of zikr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that does not mean, zikrillah does not mean that you stay in the masjid or you keep praying or you keep reciting Quran all day long. Nobody asks you to do that. You can be working, you can be doing everything, you can be walking, talking, and you are in a state of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr is to do something lawful with the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take measure on that. You can be sitting down eating. You said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with the intention that you're going to food, eat the food, going to make you stronger so you can do something to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a zikr right there. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Say, everything that I do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing, remember, the shaitan gonna go to you to three major branches. The branch number one is make you to do something wrong. The branch number two, which is, this is part of it, is make you do nothing. You don't do right and you don't do wrong. And that's the ghafla, the state of suspense. Or he's going to get to what you do right and he's going to make it incomplete or defected. Do we do show off with the good deed or with the bad deed? People do show off, brag about what? Good or bad? Good. I did this. I donated that. I gave that. I made this. They needed help and I supported.
call to the prayer about good deed, not bad deed, or it seems to be good deed. Look at us. We can sit down. All of that kind of bragging, where it is coming from? Maybe if the intention in the beginning is to do a good deed, but once you admire that good deed and you start to feel so good about it, your intention no more to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your intention now to please yourself. And in the day of judgment, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. They will be shocked and surprised by the reaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody coming thinking that he got a tons of a good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, no. You did that to please yourself and you got already the pleasure for it. You did that so the people can say you are a good and they already said it. You did not work for me. And even the angel is going to say, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he did this and did this and did this and did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to answer, he did this and he did this and he did that. But I am the only one who knows what was in my servant's heart when he did it. And today, I will accept and reject, and I am the one who is going to reward or punish. You see the nature of the challenges we have? Some of us say, I do good or I don't. You should be worried about the quality of what you do. And you should be worried about, is Allah going to accept or not? That's supposed to be your worry. Not to do or not to do. Do or not. The other thing that the shaitan will do to you is to try to spoil or to corrupt or to interrupt, discredit the good deed that you do. Let us sit down. Pick a newspaper and read. 10-15 minutes you are in total concentration. Sit down and watch television in one show, a minimum of a half an hour you are in a total concentration. How come when you come to the prayer, four rak'ah, or three rak'ah, you say Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and your mind completely in somewhere else? Who is doing that to you? You sat down, you did read, full concentration. You sat down watching television, full concentration. You had a conversation with somebody, full concentration. But when you come to in dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say Allahu Akbar, and your mind gonna go wandering somewhere else. And most of the time we don't know if what we did in the second rak'ah or the third rak'ah, or what did we say. Who spoiled this on us? And the worst part is when we keep doing it as a routine and we don't check the quality of what we do and we think that it is accepted the way it is. No, it is not. Definitely, it is not. Another thing that he gonna do, like I said, he gonna make you. He gonna make you feel good about what you do. But what is the difference? Is there anything wrong with I feel good about what I'm doing? Yeah, there is something wrong about that. There is a big difference. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing in this area. He said, يَأْتُونَ مَا يَأْتُونَ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. Wajila, that means their heart, instead of trembling, is Allah going to accept it or not? If you do something because it makes you feel good, if the same thing going to make you feel bad, you're going to stop doing it. But if you are doing it for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't make any difference. If it makes you feel good or it makes you feel bad, it doesn't make any difference. Who want to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to make the Fajr prayer? Who want to do that? Compare it. Which one is you like better? Sleeping or waking up? Who put you back to sleep? The shaitan. So the shaitan here
will all the time make you admire what you do. And this is why all the time, after you do anything good, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. Have the hope that Allah will accept what you do. Another thing that the shaitan will do, will put between people. Will put up between people, especially good people. The shaitan will make people jealous from each other, envy to each other, because he doesn't want them to work and to benefit from each other. For the bad people, you will never find out any problem with that. Joking, by the way, joking and having a good time and crack joke, there is nothing wrong with it. It is good, but know when and how to do it and to have a good time. But for the shaitan, wal-iyazu billah, he want to keep us separate. All the good people. There is one scholar, he said it, I read it somewhere, and I thought that he was joking or it was wrong in print. He said, be smart and let the shaitan select your friend for you. Let the shaitan select the friends for you. If you think about it, see the people that you resent. Probably they have a quality that you need. Who we really turn our back and keep walking away from them? The people that they say, hey man, you look really good, let us go out and have a good time. Or the people who come and say, you know, I feel sorry for you, I think you are doing wrong, or I'm worried about you. Yeah, yeah, that keep nagging me. I don't want to even see you. You see, I am turning off the one who worry about me. I'm turning off the one who is sending me a warning message. And I'm going alone and happy with what whomever goes with my hawa, with my intention, with my desire. Who is doing that? Who is turning me away from that? The shaitan. Wal-iyazu billah. Make the people scared from doing the good deed. Make the people scared from doing the good deed. Look at sometimes. People, when it comes down to the good deed or doing a good deed, we are reluctant. Even if we want to do it. Why? Because I'm worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about tomorrow. But when it comes to fun and entertainment, let me ask you a question. For anybody who wanted to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever that is, see how many thousands of dollars you spend it. Good for you, may Allah bless you, have a good time. I don't have a problem with it. But did you spend the same amount of money to build the masjid? It is a whole lot more easier to go to Disneyland. There is nothing wrong with it, I'm saying. Or Disney, whatever, or equivalent to it. And you pay that amount of money and you come out laughing and having a good time, may Allah bless you. But when it comes down to the same amount of money to put it to build, take care of orphans, take care of widows, take care of building a masjid or helping somebody, you are very reluctant. How come? You are the same person. You have the same income. You have the same circumstances. How come one it was very easy to spend and the other one is not? And who did that? It is the act of shaitan. The other thing he will do, the shaitan gonna whisper to you, gonna motivate to you. But the minute that you do it, he gonna say, I am innocent. He did it, I did it. I didn't do it, he did it. He gonna pray, I told him. He could have said no.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is defining to us that shaitan, He said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. That means you don't have excuse in the day of judgment. Because he doesn't have influence over you. He's not like putting a gun on your head. He's not twisting your arm. He's not pushing you and annul your will. But because you want it, there is a temptation. You wanted to do it. You wanted to come alone with it. So you find excuses to do it. And you find reasons to do it. All of that. وَلِعَزُ بِاللَّهِ. All of these acts, they are introduction to develop another type of shaitan, which is shaitan, the human being. The disobedient, the human being. Which inshallah are going to be in another khutbah. But the most important thing, be alert and see now how the shaitan act in your life. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله بيقين. Now you know the enemy number one, which is شياطين الجن, and you know how they are working. Now you have to come on that. Be honest with yourself and sit down and see which of those elements involve in your life. And stop it. Please, be in a state of zikrillah. Train your tongue. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Before you do anything, build a new habit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you finish, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And ask Allah to accept. Allahumma taqabbal innaka anta as-sami'u al-mujib. Before you know it, you tell me what kind of disobedience you can do. Anything wrong you do, you started by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And when you finish it, you're going to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Which kind of disobedience you're going to do that? You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us? When you do mistakes, you know it. We all do mistakes. No one of us perfect. We all have a shortcoming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His justice, He gave some more than others. But in the bottom line, we're all equal. Some got 2 points here, some got 3 points here, some got 4 here, 1 here, in different aspects of life. But in the bottom line, we're all equal. Do not have excuses for your shortcoming. You do a mistake, خير الخطائين التوابين. The best among the sinners is what? The one who seek very quickly repentance. Be a state of zikrillah. When we come to the ta'at, especially the prayer, remember, this can be the last one. How are you going to do it? Maybe you feel healthy, you feel wealthy, you feel good, you feel everything is dandy. Alhamdulillah. But just put in your heart, that is you're going to be your last. And maybe before you know it, you're going to be in your graveyard. And now you are terminating. How are you going to do it? Before you do anything good, take a second and examine your intention. And ask Allah to help you to do it for Him. Animosity between us. Don't let it happen. And the key to the animosity is what? Anger. You are not perfect. And also the other one is not perfect.
It might be yours. It might be your mistake. And it might be their mistakes. It doesn't make any difference. Because at the end of the day, he is your brother. As long as he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, at the end of the day, he is your brother. And don't make it bigger. If it can be the violation against you, the man want to give you a gift. Why you want to resent it? He is giving you a gift of being patient, being forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for it. Why we resent it? But if the violation against Allah, right? No, there is no forgiveness there. We don't forgive there. We correct there. We do not forgive. But against me, alhamdulillah, gift coming to me. Tolerate your brother. You never know what kind of circumstances, what kind of pain, what kind of pressure he or she in. That you defuse the act of shaitan. Be a hunter. Be a hunter. The best among us is the one, not the one who know how to hunt or to fish, but the one who know how to hunt the khayrat, the good deed. Be a good hunter. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the good hunters. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam described the good hunters. How he described them. He said, أَتْقَى أَتْقِيَاءُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ قَوْمٌ يَمْشُونَ يَضْحَكُونَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَيَبْكُونَ فِي الْخَفَاءِ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. The most pious people in this nation till the day of judgment. They are a people very easy going. They joke and laugh with people. But in their privacy, they shed the tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't like anybody to know what they are doing. That's between them and between Allah. There is a lot of work to reach that level. A whole lot of work to eliminate your motive, to eliminate your desire, to eliminate your ego for what you are doing. And to get to the point of sami'na wa ata'na. We hear, we obey, regardless. We hear, we obey. Sami'na wa ata'na. And don't please give excuses. And like this, you defuse the impact of the shaitan. And most of all, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the time to help you to not to have, make the shaitan have any influence in your life. I want to finish the khutbah by saying this. Shaitan is not very smart. The shaitan is not very smart. But the shaitan is very efficient. Very efficient. How the shaitan very efficient? The minute the shaitan will find out that you are doing good on your own, he will leave you alone and go to somebody else or promote you to do something different. Examine what you are doing. And this is why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, if the Muslim is not in increase, he is in decrease, but he will never be in the same level again. Examine what you are doing all the time. Getting used to something, that's a warning message. Even if that what you are getting used to is a prayer. The battle will never end till you die. If you don't take him as an enemy, he already took you as an enemy. Be aware of your enemy and ask Allah to help you. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings. and give us a brand new start, and help us to understand the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life, so we can live in peace and die in peace, and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Abad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.